Gia's Cardinal Studies. The doorbell rings and Gia flies down the stairs, feeling anxious as she walks slowly towards her tutoring session. Opening up the door, "Hi, Donovan, come in," Gia instructed. After the tall, rugged guy walks inside, Gia exhales as she closes the door, adjusting her glasses. "So, can I get you anything to drink before we get started?" Looking around the house, "No, Gia. I think I'll manage for now," Donovan answered. He flashes a smile at Gia and she almost lost it. Bumping into the table, Gia extends her hand and tells Donovan to have a seat. She opens her notebook and before she could speak, the guy said, "Mind if I take my shoes off?" "Yeah, sure, why not?" Gia replies with a puzzled look. Donovan leans down in the seat to unlace his tennis shoes and his focus goes straight to Gia's thighs. He could see her red panties peeking back at him under her short pleated skirt. Sitting back, it makes it easier for me to retain information when I am relaxed, he comments. "Oh no, I get it. I am like that too sometimes," Gia agrees. As she begins talking about the reproductive system, Donovan concentrates on the way Gia bites on her pencil whenever he asks her a question. "So, you're saying that low testosterone levels produce erectile dysfunction?" "Lucky for me, I don't have a problem with getting it up," Donovan said. Gia nearly breaks her pencil in half with her teeth just thinking about Donovan's hard dick. She knew that a guy like him would never be interested in her, or so she thought.
"Yes. If you are not producing enough in your gonads, then, you know, sweet and shy."
Gia couldn't even speak without breaking into a sweat. "Are you all right, Gia? You look flustered."
"No, I'm okay. It's a little hot in here. Check out my stepdad's painting over there."
She points at a picture on the wall to distract Donovan while she fans herself profusely with her hand. When he turns back around, he said, "Nice, but I like the view in front of me better." Laughing, Gia makes a snorting sound and immediately holds her mouth, thinking that she has made a fool of herself. "You must think I am the biggest nerd ever." Donovan looks down at the deep V opening of her shirt, hoping to see more flesh, and then back up to her eyes. "Yeah, you are a little goofball." Gia drops her head down to get back to tutoring. "But I like goofballs," Donovan said. The minute Gia raises her head back up and smiles, her stepsister Lola walks in the room wearing a tiny blue bikini. "Hey Gia, what are you guys up to?" Lola speaks to her sister through marriage as she grabs onto Donovan's shoulder, holding a cup and a towel. He looks at Lola's well-manicured nails and then slowly at her big tits.
Lola, this is Donovan. We are just studying."
Gia's smile disappears fast, especially when she saw Donovan grab his pencil, chewing on it. He didn't say a word when Lola asked, "Are you legal? You are kind of cute." Gia was getting slightly irritated that Donovan was drooling over Lola.
"Well, we have to get back to work,"
Gia mentions in a forceful manner.
"Oh, right. Well, Donovan, I hope you come back to see me sometime," Lola tells him.
Walking up the stairs, Donovan's head tilts to the side as he watches Lola's ass.
Donovan, can we get back to it?"
"Huh? Oh, yeah, of course," he said. "Actually, where is your bathroom?"
Gia points to the direction of the bathroom and tells Donovan that she will be right back. Rushing up the stairs to talk to Lola, she was a bit furious. Modeling in the mirror, Lola was admiring her tits when Gia busted in her room.
"How could you come downstairs like that?"
"Like what, Gia?"
"I mean, do you have to show off your perfect body when we have company?"
Lola stops prancing around in the mirror. "Gia, are you trying to impress that guy downstairs?" Taking a deep breath before speaking,
"I really like him, and if you are walking around like that, I don't have a chance."
While the ladies were having their girl talk upstairs, Donovan came out of the bathroom. Waiting on Gia, he hears the two hotties from a distance and decides to snoop around. Ending up at Lola's door, he peeks through the crack, gawking at her tits.
All right. If you want me to put on something else, I guess I will.
No, Lola. That's okay. It's just, I don't know how to act around him,
Gia said. She explained to Lola how her pussy gets wet every time she sees him at school.
My pink pus throbs so fast and hard. It feels like I'm carrying a load of cum around in my panties.
Donovan unzips his pants and begins to stroke his meaty cock.
Listen, Gia, you are a beautiful woman, and any man would be.
Lola's heartfelt talk was interrupted by a knocking noise. So she goes to open her door, and Donovan almost falls face forward from having his eyes closed for a second, thinking about the girls. What are you doing? Lola asks him. Donovan stands up with his pants hanging off of his waist and a handful of cock. Gia looks down in shock and amazement as her mouth drops wide open. Standing in the middle of the two ladies, Lola nods her head sideways towards Donovan while looking at Gia. Since the brunette didn't pick up on the hint, Lola decides to make it plain. Come here, Gia. Gently reaching for Gia's head, Lola takes down her ponytail and removes her glasses. There you are. Gorgeous, Lola said while holding Gia's glasses. Looking over at Donovan, Gia catches him smiling so big that you could see his teeth. Slowly, he strokes his big stick again, but this time his pants fell to the floor. Lola takes the initiative once more by helping Gia out of her clothes. Then she pulls Donovan by his cock so he could kiss the sexy bookworm. Watching the two lovebirds go at it, Lola's nipples start to tingle as she waits to put them in Donovan's mouth. Gia pulls away from the stud's lip lock.
I thought you didn't like me in that way.
Donovan replies, I have always wanted you. She kisses him as he pulls off her red bra. Moving towards the chair, Lola joins the couple for fun.
Hey, Lola, show me how you suck a big stick,
Gia insisted. Stuffing Donovan's mouth with her tits, Lola rubs her fingers through his hair just before sliding downward. Facing his cock, Lola's mouth takes in the long pole, turning Gia on.
Ah, your cock tastes like a long candy stick, Lola said with enjoyment.
Donovan closes his eyes and grabs Lola's hair. Waving her hand at Gia, Lola encourages the suppressed wild girl to gobble up Donovan's cock. Once Gia starts to lick on the hard pipe, she couldn't stop. In and out, the guy fucks Gia's mouth, thinking it was Lola. Moaning, he opens his eyes and was incredibly surprised by Gia's oral skills. He always thought of her as this innocent flower that he could easily corrupt. As Gia continues to choke on Donovan's joystick, Lola massages his balls with her tongue.
Oh shit, Gia, that feels so good.
Together, the women made Donovan's toes curl. After gagging on the big cock, Gia unties Lola's bikini bottom.
Do you want to go first?
Gia generously asked Lola, does she want to sit on Donovan's lap?
No, little sister. It's all about you.
After Lola and Donovan got completely undressed, they laid Gia down on the chair, with her legs spread. Lola helps Donovan dig inside of Gia's sweet box. Lifting her dress up, he pulls her red panties to the side, slapping his cock on her clit while Lola spreads Gia's legs.
Is this what you like?
Donovan asks. The reserved, sexy tutor nods her head yes as she lets out a gentle moan. Sticking a finger in his mouth, the eager guy couldn't wait to feel Gia's warmness inside.
Yes,
Gia said, fingering the pussy slowly. Gia's pelvis moves with the motion of Donovan's hand.
Ooh, oh, Donovan,
Gia expresses. Lola said, I think she is ready. After Gia took off the rest of her clothes, Donovan sits down. On the chair, hop on my lap, Donovan tells the brunette. Gia looks at Lola, and her stepsister gives a nod for approval. Inexperienced, Gia was nervous, but her lust for Donovan forces her to give in. Straddling him from behind, Donovan lifts Gia up and her legs spread wide, dangling on the sides of the chair. Lola bends down to massage the hard hammer into Gia's pussy. The big sister sucks on the stick and then slaps it against Gia's clit. Gia expresses. Her pussy slides down on Donovan's pole, slowly bouncing. The young woman feels her sweet walls getting juicy. Cupping Gia's thighs, Donovan raises her up and down as Lola's finger sticks inside of her own pussy. With every insertion a guy gives Gia, Lola mimics it.
Ooh, yes, fuck her pussy,
the blonde shares. As the heat continues to rise, their bodies begin to sweat. Lola stops fingering herself and crawls in between Donovan's legs to fondle his balls with her mouth.
Oh shit, Donovan said.
With Gia on top and Lola at the bottom, the stiff-cocked student grunts with pleasure. While squeezing Gia's tits, the young man yells out,
"Ride my dick!"
The sexy verbal inspiration makes the delicate brunette moan softly with a heavy breath. Looking up at her little sister, Lola decides to pull Donovan's cock out of Gia's pussy. Once the blonde babe removes the big stick, she spits on it and then takes it into her mouth. Donovan's head leans back on the chair as his fingers play with Gia's clit. The young adults moan in unison, and before long, Lola spanks Gia's clit with Donovan's cock, squirting. Gia screams out, and Lola shoves the dick back inside.
"Oh, Gia, we need to study more often,"
Donovan said, moaning all the way.